organization will not tolerate failure.
I'll be the Chinese Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet. On Sunny Street.
Willie Nelson, Dan Strauss, and yours truly.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Peon's like the engineer, the sound guy.
Nobody cares about that.
No.
Oh.
Nobody cares about the engineer, about the control board operator. They just don't. It's a fact. Good afternoon, everyone. And welcome to the large morning show in the afternoon. It is the 6th day of July, 2016 A.D., Anno Domini, the year of our Lord. It was 2016 years ago, and 6 months or so, that Jesus was crucified or rose from the dead. That's why we have the date, 2016.
Oh my, there was an article I saw the other day. Apparently, some ill-informed younger people on Twitter... on July 4th,
there are a lot of those.
We're celebrating America's 2016th year.
Does that surprise you?
No. I mean, they had screenshots of the actual tweets. Can't believe America is 2016 years old.
Well, you shouldn't believe it because it's not. Wow. Teachers. Hello, teachers. History teachers. It's not the teachers either. I don't know what it is, but
no.
As I was saying, and I know what this was about, what you just did. It's called trying to sidetrack me or derail me. I'm not stupid. As I was saying, it is the 6th day of July, 2016. It means a lot of things to many people. Today, many people are having a birthday. Happy birthday to all of you whose birthday is July 6th. Hope you have a fantastic day. To many, it marks the second day after 4th of July. Just finished cleaning everything up, the fireworks, paper, and shrapnel that's left over, and maybe dishes from that barbecue. But to me, it's just another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
No.
No.
What in world?
No, that song does not have Sleepy Dusty Delta Day in it.
No, it doesn't.
That's not going to work. Let's edit that out. Pick it up.
In June.
Hey, that's pretty good. That's a good Neil Diamond. Edit out what you just did because I don't want anybody to ever hear that.
Okay.
And we'll pick it up here. But to me, it's just another Sleepy Dusty Delta Day.
It was the 3rd of June, another Sleepy Dusty Delta Day.
That's what I'm talking about.
Wow.
Now, Peon, you need to know this. Yesterday, and for the last 2 days, I've been having a blast playing with ringtones. Ringtones on my phone.
Oh.
I got a couple of apps.
I was just thinking about that yesterday. You have to be... I don't know many people that search for ringtones anymore. I know it was a big deal, 20 years ago maybe, but I can't believe that's still... Oh, gosh. I can't believe that's still even a thing that...
believe it, because I get tired of the same...
And I said yesterday, just with the fact that, the job we have here, if I did not always keep my phone on vibrate, I would never remember when I come in here to turn it off.
Frank called me twice yesterday after the show.
Just to play you ringtones?
Yeah, talk about asking
Well, I'm like
about
a kid
ringtones.
At Christmas. Look what I just got. It's like a new toy. So here I have my daughter, my son, my other son. They each have separate ringtones. My wife, I think I played that. Here, let me play that again. Here's when my wife calls. Here's what it does. Okay, when you call, Peon, thank you. Does it ever end? Thank you.
Maybe she's really calling.
No. Yeah, wouldn't that be something? So when Peon calls me, here it is.
Yeah.
Now, I also, in fairness, I have one for Dan. I put it in last night. Here's Dan's ring when he calls me.
Oh,
Johnny Cash.
Hello and welcome to the Mental Health Hotline. If you are obsessive compulsive, press 1 repeatedly.
Those are all going to get old so fast.
No, they're not. No, they're not, because you don't call me that often.
That's true.
And Dan doesn't call me that often. And I thought the mental health holiday is perfect. It's perfect for Dan.
I love that skit. I don't know where that originated from, because I have that here, that sound clip. I don't know what. It's very funny, though.
My daughter, when she calls.
I love your daughter.
Here we go.
Ringtone.
Your daughter is attempting to reach you on your cellular device.
I love that.
Your daughter is attempting to reach you on your cellular device.
Okay.
Well, nowadays, the way you can take songs on YouTube and turn them into MP3s through a website, you could essentially get any. I mean, that's all the ringtone is an MP3, right? You just assign.
Yeah, look, I can take. I have an app now. I can take any song in my iPod section of my phone and edit
the section
I want. It gives you a little editing chart, like start here, stop here, and you pick the spot you want to start and stop. And for example, when my daughter-in-law calls, I play something that reminds me of her son, who's my grandson. So he, and I was, it was, I don't want to go into how cute it was, because everybody's kids do cute things, but he's, for some reason, latched on to the Louis Armstrong, What a Wonderful World, and he sings it as a three-year-old. He'll be three this month. So when she calls me, it's not really about her, but it's about him, so when I hear...
Hey, it's your daughter-in-law.
Oh, wait, that's not it. Shoot. Hold on. Hold on. That's not it. That's not it. Hang on. That was the one I had. I made it myself. It's another thing. You make it yourself. You go, hey, your aunt's on the phone, or your uncle, it's your neighbor. Don't answer. It's your neighbor. You can do that in your own voice. Here's what I end up with for my daughter-in-law.
I see trees of green.
Because my grandson sings it.
Oh.
That's a great ringtone.
Yeah.
So,
he died on this day 45 years ago.
Louis did?
Yeah.
How long?
45.
Oh,
wow.
Good.
1971.
That seems impossible.
He was 70.
Wow.
Now, I also, I removed one of these because I had it as my standard ring for anybody that called. And I got to thinking, I told you this yesterday for people who missed it. If I'm sitting in a public place, let's say a restaurant, and my phone would ring, and what I'm about to play you would go off. If there were just happened to be some criminals in there, they'd think that I was a cop, and so I took it off. But here's what it was. That's one.
But yeah,
the other one I had was this one, and I thought, if this is even more dangerous, so I, you know what, I think I even removed it from my...
Did you? Because
yeah,
you played
my,
it. You played it yesterday, I think.
Oh, here we go. Here it is. Here it is.
All units, this is Central BCC. Multiple SWAT units responding. Code 3. SWAT is needed for high-risk arrest warrant service and possible hostage rescue at Bronx. Suspect is wanted on multiple homicide and kidnapping charges. Suspect is a potential serial offender, likely to have a hostage victim inside.
Yeah, that's pretty
that's
serious.
That's probably not a good idea.
That's
either.
Pretty serious. That makes it sound like I'm part of the SWAT, you know, a team. So I took it off of there. Now, I replaced it. Here's the one now that rings for just most everybody who calls me, not assigned. In other words, people who haven't been assigned a ring. Here's the one now.
Your phone is ringing right now. It's probably a wrong number.
So that's what I use now. That's not going to get me in any kind of trouble. My mother-in-law, which of course is my wife's mother here, and if she's listening, Jerry, you know we love you. You're the greatest mother-in-law in the world. This is just for fun, okay? And you're a tremendous grandma. Do not take this seriously, but when you call, here's what's going to happen.
Oh no, it's your mom calling. What does she want? What does she want?
Ha ha ha!
That guy's voice is on a lot of those. He must be the creator or somebody they hired to do
those. I'm
going to
tell you, listen to me. I had more fun with this than almost any gift except my drone that I've ever received. This is so much fun. You can entertain yourself for hours. And it's just a couple of apps. You just type in the app store, type in ringtones, and you get all kinds of stuff. I mean, hundreds of these.
Are they free or did you have to pay?
No, these are all free. These are all free. And
wow.
There are at least 30 different sirens, everything from a bomb shelter, you know, to a tornado warning, to a European police car. I mean, there's like 50 sirens in here, but I thought that's probably not. And then you just got different noises than the standard phone gives you. You know, the phone comes with, yeah, I don't know, 20 choices, and they're all kind of lame. So you with these, you can do stuff like this. That'll get your attention,
yeah,
if it rings. Where some of these things are, they're just... They're lame, and everybody's phone. Have you been in the room and somebody else's phone rang? You think, oh, that's my phone.
Yeah,
because you all have the same.
I know.
You have the same ring.
Yeah, some of those bits sound like those morning show services.
Yeah.
Let's see if I left any out here. These are the only ones that I saved. Oh, here's a good one.
Man, you'd answer that.
Yeah, absolutely would. And here's the other thing. I don't hear that well. They're louder.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Some of the rings, you can't even hear them, maybe if your phone's turned on.
You get a lot
of
dirty looks in a restaurant.
I did include in my bank of ones that I downloaded and kept in my phone that I could choose from, this one, and everybody will know what you've heard this yourself 100 times. You'll know what it is. Car alarm.
Yeah.
So that's it. I people who wonder, what does he do when he's not on the air? This is what I do.
God.
I play with stuff.
I wonder how people that make up apps and then offer them for free, how do they make money with that? Or, hello?
A lot of the free apps have ads on them.
Oh, really?
So you sell
advertising space. Dan, that's a great question. And that's something that I've always wondered, because I don't ever look at the ads. I don't pay attention to them. X them out when they come up. And the same for all this face swap masquerade stuff where you can make your face different. I don't pay for that. And when I do pay for, an app and it's 99 cents, okay, I get that. If a million people do it, which is a relatively small number, it's $1 million.
Yeah.
So I get that, but I don't get the free stuff. I don't understand how they
usually some apps usually I'll have a free one with limited options.
Right.
And then they ask
you to upgrade.
Buy our premium one.
Or they call it the pro version.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you want the pro version, that'll be $3.
Or any games apps that
and
are free.
I don't mind paying $2, $3, $4, $5 for something that I'm going to get hours worth of enjoyment. I've already gotten 6 hours worth of enjoyment out of this stuff, and I didn't pay for it. So it's
fun. That's that face swap stuff. Oh my goodness!
Oh.
I haven't laughed as hard as I have in.
Well, you're the one that turned me on to the masquerade. It's MSQRD.
If you folks want to go
look for the app, but
Snapchat has a lot of.
Which one did you use with Archie the other day?
That was Snapchat.
Go ahead.
He put some pictures of Archie on there with the Snapchat thing, and there is one, and it's a video, and you hear Ian laughing in the background, but you look at Archie, it is hysterical. Sandy and I went back and looked at that thing probably 6 or 7 times and just laughed out loud.
His face is all distorted, like his nose is bigger, he's got like real big nostrils, and it's great too because you're looking at it live on your phone when you're doing it. So he's looking at it, just freaked out by it, and then I had him waving to it.
He says hi, and then starts saying something. Oh man, it's
there is there's an app that my daughter found, and it's one of the offerings on this app where it changes your face. And so she sends it to me, and when she sends it to me, she's texting me her picture. And honest to goodness, she's got a black eye, and there's some blood coming out of the corner of her mouth like somebody just beat her to death.
Oh,
and, oh my goodness, she's got a scar, a black eye. It looks real. And she says, Dad, I'll be calling you later. Now, she has a boyfriend, and I know this guy. I like this guy. And Had I not seen that app, I would have thought she'd been beaten by somebody.
You were so grabbing your gun and heading out the door?
Be careful with that stuff.
Yes.
Because some of it's too real. It's just too real. Now, the funny thing is, when she sent it to me, I burst out laughing. I showed it to my wife. And for those of you who don't know my wife, she has zero sense of humor. I showed it to her, and I'm laughing. She says, "That's not funny." And I said, "Well, you don't think anything's funny." She said, "Well, that's not funny. I don't know why you laugh at that stuff." Then I showed her some real funny ones, like my face as a tiger. She said, "That's not funny." She said, "That's just stupid." This is the woman who has never thought The Simpsons were funny. This is also the woman who has never still in her life eaten one peanut butter and jelly sandwich. That's un-American. That's un-American to not eat peanut butter and jelly.
Yeah.
So she doesn't laugh at any of this stuff. She doesn't think it's funny. This is also the woman I told you yesterday who added to her isms slaying at dinner two nights ago, July 4th, at someone's house. They put some steaks on the grill, and she said, "This is so tender, you could cut it with a knife." So that's my story, and I'm sticking to it, and it's absolutely true, and it happened, and one of these days, I'm going to find something that makes her just laugh uncontrollably. I don't know what it is, but I eventually will, so.
Keep your ear to the grindstone.
Yep. Well, I'll tell you why he's successful, because he worked hard and kept his ear to the grindstone. So, welcome to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. We have to break for some commercials. When we come back, we will jump in with the Burke segment, which starts with, does anybody have anything to say? And after the 4 o'clock news, it'll be Dr. Doug Pernikoff, your pet's best friend. We've done this segment with him for, I'm going to say, 12 years, easy, maybe more. And there has not been a Wednesday when we don't have a lot of people with questions about their pets. Now, what happens, and I don't understand this, is when I say call now, there have been days where we're ready to talk to Dr. Doug and nothing. There's nothing. And I don't know if people think, well, I'll wait and get in. Because as soon as I say, well, no callers, we'll just shut it down, they all light up. So I'm going to ask you, when we say he's here and the news has been the commercials after the news have come to an end, please jump on the phone and call if you have a pet and you have a question. So we'll get some business done. We'll break. We'll come back. The Burke segment will take your calls. The first bit of business is First Community Credit Union. I don't get phone calls from them, so I'm not going to assign a sound because they've called me a couple of times, but generally the place where you do your banking doesn't call you, and if they do, it's probably not good. Did you know you're overdrawn? I don't know why they would call with good news. Hey, it's First Community, everything's okay. I'm not going to do that, but here's the deal. Everything is okay. And it's okay because it's a great place to bank and they take great care of you. And I do understand that where you bank now, if it's not First Community, that they also have a drive-through. Of course they do. And they have checking and you can get a debit card and a credit card and a car loan. I get it. They have that stuff. But you're not a member there. You're just a customer. And I say just a customer because people who bank at First Community Credit Union, I'd say almost all of them at one time or another have banked somewhere else. And they're not going back because they feel the difference. They hear the difference. They see the difference. It's just all around you in little ways, little things that make this a great place to bank. Because now you're not just a customer, you're a member. And the only way you'll understand the difference is just to accept this invitation to move your banking business to First Community Credit Union. They are also the exclusive sponsors of the yard sale on Saturday morning, every Saturday morning, 7 to 9 o'clock. What a hoot that is to listen to. And it's a funny, funny program. And I know it's for people buy and sell things, but it's also funny. And you know why it's funny? Not because of Paul Warner. He tries to be funny, but he's not. Every once in a while, because the people that call are funny. That's why it's funny. I'm kidding. Paul can be very funny. He's a great host. 7 to 9, but remember this. Without First Community Credit Union, there probably would not be a yard sale on Saturday morning. So, rest is up to you. 42 locations, largest credit union in the St. Louis area. And their website, that's all that's left. Feel free to check it out or just stop in one of the locations to get some fresh popcorn. Tell them it's on us. Say, hey, It's on the Large Morning Show in the afternoon, even though I'm not a member. I'm just kind of scoping things out. Or you go to this website, firstcommunity.com.
Meet me.
And it's time to get a check on traffic with Tim Weiland. Hey, you know what? We need to get Tim a ringtone on his
toy.
He never calls me, though. Oh, you know what? Helicopter or an airplane.
Oh,
helicopter sound. That would be the ringtone for Tim.
You call him once in a while, don't you?
I know.
I know what the
new sound's going to be tomorrow afternoon, right?
No. It's a sound that I hear when you call my phone. It's a ringtone.
Yeah.
When you need to assign one to
when you call.
Yeah, so like if you call my phone and I hear... I go, well, that's Tim. I know who that is. I'm not going to answer it. See, I know not to answer it because it's probably you.
Every time, the other times I used to call, he goes, who the hell's Solowski? That's the name that was on the phone.
Solowski?
What?
It was my wife's maiden name.
No, I didn't say hell, though.
No.
I said, I probably said, who the heck?
Well, I guess I was trying to pepper it up a little
bit. You were taking some poetic license there. Well, how's the traffic?
Well, we just got a word of an accident. Highway 64 westbound near Highway 111. You've got another one on Tesson Ferry north of Highway 270. Another crash that was on Telegraph at Lime Ferry. And then you've got heavy rain that's up in North County, and that's causing delays on eastbound Highway 270. And that goes from, and it's not a jam, but it's just running really slow now from Highway 70 all the way around the bend through 367. And an accident on westbound 70 near Highway 79 that has things backed up to Highway 370. This traffic report brought to you by PPG Paints. Get to PPG Paints for the buy one, get one free sale on select PPG Porter paint products off of retail price through July 9th. See store for details. Visit ppgpaints.com for a location near you. From the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 225095. We're live. We're local. What does that mean to you? While the people you hear on some other talk stations are in New York or L.A., KTRS personalities are right here in St. Louis. That means local St. Louisans are talking to other St. Louisans about things that happen in St. Louis while we work and play and live together in St. Louis. Doesn't get more local than that. Keeping it local. That's our focus on the Big 550 KTRS.
Ever notice how some homes have a style all their own? The secret? It all starts with the floors. Hello, I'm Brian McGee, president and CEO of Midwest Floor. For more than 75 years, Midwest Floor has been a leader in bringing you the finest floor coverings to the St. Louis area. Whether you're looking for carpet, tile, laminate, or hardwood floors, you'll find it all at Midwest Floor. Here's a great suggestion. Beautiful, pre-finished hardwood flooring is on sale for an incredible $4.99 a square foot. That's right. You can have beautiful, pre-finished, solid oak hardwood floors for only $4.99 a square foot. This sale is for 3/4 inch thick, 2 1/4 inch width, solid oak hardwood floor, and your choice of 7 gorgeous colors. This is a high-quality American-made hardwood floor with an unheard-of 50-year warranty. So hurry in to one of our 2 stores and take advantage of this exclusive offer. That's Midwest Floor in Brentwood and Chesterfield, or online at MidwestFloor.com. Quality since 1939.
Tired of stale old potato chips in the vending machine? How about fresh fruit? How about a nice Cobb salad or a nice fresh chicken wrap? It's possible thanks to a St. Louis company called Dynamic Vending. They have a state-of-the-art kitchen where they will cook the meals every single day. They will deliver them to your office, and then you have the option of working through lunch with great, healthy food options. You don't believe me? You need to find out about Dynamic Vending. They've been in business here in St. Louis for over 25 years. They're called micro markets, and what they're able to do is they're able to bring you fresh food. They have self-checkout payment kiosks. How would you like Starbucks in your office for coffee options? Yes, Dynamic Vending can do that as well. It is the most amazing company, and I'm thrilled to be their spokesman. DynamicVending.com, DynamicVending.com, or 314-895-1685. Revolutionize lunch in your office. DynamicVending.com.
Join the thousands of drivers who've switched their auto insurance to AAA.
After comparing a few other rates, you know, it was clear that AAA was our best place to be.
With AAA, you're more than a policyholder, you're a member. And members get more. For starters, you could save an average of $381 a year. You could save even more with great discounts. Call 800-460-9090 now for a free auto insurance quote.
I didn't know how easy it was to just switch auto insurance.
You could save an average of $381 a year. Call 800-460-9090 now for your free quote.
The story of my savings is a very happy one with a very happy ending.
Why wait? See how much money you could save on auto insurance. For your free quote, call 800-460-9090. AAA. So easy, so smart, so switch. AAA Insurance is underwritten by affiliate AAA Insurance. AAA membership requires a separate annual payment. $381 is the average from a 2015 multi-state survey of new auto insurance who switched to AAA and reported savings.
Four!
Nice shot! Too bad it's on the wrong green.
Golf should be fun, right? Well, if you agree with that, then Fairfield Golf Club in Columbia, Illinois is just the place for you. Fairfield Golf Club is an 18-hole public course, and they always have some great deals. Fairfield Golf Club is nestled in a beautiful country setting just 10 minutes from the Jefferson Barracks Bridge. It's lovingly groomed and noted for its quick pace of play. The par 71 layout presents every level of golfer a challenge or two, but don't take our word for it. Come out and play Fairfield Golf Club for yourself. Once you do, it will become your favorite place to play.
Four,
five, six, seven.
How many strokes are you going to take?
Call Fairfield Golf Club at 618-281-7773. That's 618-281-7773. Or better yet, go to fairfieldgolfclub.com for money-saving weekly specials. Find out for yourself. Play Fairfield Golf Club in nearby Columbia, Illinois, where the fun begins.
50% off products and amazing siding and windows? You bet. Schedule this week and receive 50% off Infinity from Marvin Fiberglass Windows or 50% off amazing plank acrylic siding. But you must schedule this week. The 50% off sale ends soon. Don't miss out. 100% no money down financing available. Call Amazing Siding and Windows at 636-230-5800 on the web. AmazingSCL.com. Previous purchase excluded. Limitations apply. Call store for details.
Call Amazing Siding and you'll never paint again. Never.
Addiction can affect every family and every neighborhood. That's why there's ARCA. Find out more at ArcaMidwest.com. Whether your family is in the grips of a heroin addiction, maybe it's alcohol, maybe you're a working professional that has an addiction problem. ARCA has outpatient treatment programs as well as short-term and long-term programs to get you back up on your feet. I've seen it work myself. To find out more, 314-645-6840 or ArcaMidwest.com.
The Financial Symphony is a show that blends the worlds of music and finance together in one harmonious package. It features your local financial maestro, Jerry Means.
A lot of advisors out there are mainly giving accumulation advice or looking at the growth through your working years. You really need to take a look at, is your advisor giving you advice on preservation and distribution?
That's the Financial Symphony with Jerry Means every Sunday morning at 10 on the Big 550 KTRS.
Weekday mornings at 6:35, Scott Crothers from Stifel Nicolaus with insights on the markets and investing. And for your own personal financial review, call him at 314-292-6201 and listen weekday mornings at 6:35 here on the Big 550 KTRS.
All right, a quick reminder, and then about a minute to do some business, then we'll jump into the Burt segment, and after that, hopefully take your calls. Tomorrow, Scott Sherman will be in. I give you a little advance notice and a heads up because every Thursday from the very first day we started it, there's no way we could begin to get in all the calls. Life throws a lot of curves at a lot of people, and they need legal advice, and not everybody can afford to plop down $200 or $300 for a few minutes with an attorney. So Scott's here for you tomorrow. That's the 4 o'clock hour. There's a C in Schaefer. I've told you that for about 16 years. S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R. They're in the auto body business. When I was 17, I was in my first accident and buckled the hood of the only sort of nice car my dad was ever able to afford. It was our first car with air conditioning, first car with a tinted windshield, automatic. We'd never had an automatic. He was so proud of it. And, of course, at 17, numbskull, new driver, in the rain, no anti-lock brakes, and I slid into a guy, knocked that guy into another guy, and messed our car up. And we took it in, I remember, to a body shop. This is over in Illinois. We got it back, and the door, passenger, the driver's door didn't match the other doors. The hood didn't match the rest of the car, and I thought, what kind of body shop is this? I'm sure that now, with the advancements in computer matching and stuff, they're probably better than they were. And I don't know about, I know there's another body shop that's pretty good in the St. Louis area. And if Schaefer weren't around, I'd go there. But that would be my second choice. My first choice has been, ever since I discovered them, Schaefer. They have 10 locations. Most body shops have one, maybe two. They have 10. Because they're really, really good at what they do. And what they do is repair the damage on that car so that when you get it back, it's like it never happened. Except for one thing. Your car is cleaner than it was when you took it in there. Keep that name in mind. And when you have an accident, you tell your insurance company, this is where this car is going to go. And there shouldn't be an argument or hassle at all, because most insurance companies are going to go, whew, thank goodness you asked for Schaefer, because that's who we were going to recommend. That happens a lot. Schaefer, S-C-H-A-E-R. No, that's not right. S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R. I'm getting ahead of myself. S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R, Schaefer Auto Body Centers, and you can find out locations, numbers, and all that at SchaeferAutobody.com. And now, does anybody have anything to say?
Dan, do you?
I do not. Ooh. Today.
I do.
And now, here's P.I.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Very much. I was on, you know, the normal websites I go to just look for things to talk about, and I saw
Porn
this.
Pornhub, YouPorn.
Exactly. Yes. Only the important things.
Right.
But I came across this quiz that I thought would maybe be fun to let you two play in.
Oh, boy.
And it is, I will give you three words.
Okay.
And then you have to guess the movie on the clues that those three words give you.
Midnight Cowboy.
I'll give you a couple examples that are, easier.
Okay.
Now
let's do this like we yell out our first name.
Yes.
That's who gets to go.
This is like a phrase in the movie or something like that?
No, three words. Even necessarily. It could be, but not even necessarily.
And Dan, remember, okay. You have to yell. There's, Dan,
yeah, okay.
If you think you got it, I'll yell, you know.
Okay.
All right, the first two will just be examples because they're kind of easy.
All right.
The three words are murder, shower, mother.
Psycho.
Oh.
Frank.
Yeah. Okay.
Psycho.
He's so excited there. You
sorry, I was excited, yeah. I like to win.
Next one. Teenager. DeLorean. 1955.
Frank. Yeah.
Back to the Future.
Yeah.
You got to say you're not
I said Frank.
No, I know.
Oh, I said
I like this game.
I forgot my name.
You never get
that happens.
All right, next one. Prison.
Frank. Oh.
No,
your name's not Frank.
I know. I was trying to play. That was kind of like a strategy.
That didn't
to
work.
Throw your name out there.
No, it didn't
there.
Work. It sounded stupid.
And then when you get it wrong.
No, it sounded stupid. As a friend. Okay, as a friend.
Okay.
Right, sounded I'll stupid. Start over.
Right. Edit that out. Okay. Start over.
Prison. Poster. Library.
Oh, Frank. Dan.
Shawshank.
You did O first again, Dan.
Shawshank.
Because I thought about the
Dan, here's how it works. You go, Dan.
I know.
Dan. He's going, oh, Dan. And by the time he gets to Dan, it's too late.
Yeah, the O is actually costing
you valuable seconds.
I know.
Every microsecond counts here.
All right, next one. Gangs. Musical. Love.
Dan.
Frank. Oh, you were first. Go ahead. You go.
Oh my God, John Travolta and Olivia Newton-John. What the heck's the name of the movie? I just lost it. Grease. Holy crap.
West Side Story.
Oh.
Idiot.
The first time you got in, you're
ruined. Idiot.
Yeah.
next one. Austria. Singing. Family.
Dan. Sound of Music.
Hey, all right. Now he's on track.
Next one. Criminals. Mastermind. Limp. L-I-M-P.
Limp. Mastermind and Limp.
Wow, these are getting tough.
Mastermind. Wait, Criminals, Mastermind, and Limp. I'll say Nobody? Dan. No, I'll try
it. You'll say Dan?
Yeah, that's, I'll say Dan. I'll try it. Austin Powers.
The usual suspects.
Wow, I haven't seen that in so long. I don't remember. Where's the limp? Who's got a limp?
You know what? I don't know if I've ever seen that movie.
Is that Kevin Spacey? Is he in that?
Yep.
Okay. Colin's I think still so. Yelling at my ear.
I
Colin, what is it? Go ahead, say it. Oh.
Colin.
That's the limp.
Go ahead again. Sorry.
Verbal Kint, played by Kevin Spacey, has the limp.
Okay, you're right. He is in that. Okay, but we didn't get either one of us got it.
No.
Go ahead. This is getting tough.
Next one. Archaeologist. Whip. Covenant.
Crank. Indiana Jones.
Ooh, good.
Correct.
And you know that I've never seen one Indiana Jones movie?
You haven't?
Never. No. I know there's a whip and a gun and a hat.
Oh, I think you'd like the first one.
You know all
that's what everybody says.
Yeah.
All right, next one. Dogs. Kiss. Spaghetti.
Oh, Dan. All dogs go to heaven.
No.
Okay.
Oh!
You're on the right track.
No, I know what it is.
Kiss. I don't think I saw this movie.
It's an animated.
101 Dalmatians.
No.
Lady and the Tramp.
I'm sorry.
Lady and the Tramp.
Frank. All
right. Lady and the Tramp.
All right, next one. Cambodia. Napalm.
Frank.
Surfing.
Apocalypse Now.
Correct.
Hmm.
Next one. Crop. Duster. Rushmore.
Ooh, tough one.
Duster, Rushmore.
Crop. Duster. Well, I didn't see this.
I don't know either.
I'm sure you had to.
Oh, wait a minute.
You do this all the time.
He does.
You do this all the time.
Dan.
Just tell us what it is. We don't know.
Independence Day.
No.
We don't. What is it?
North by Northwest.
Yeah, I didn't see that.
Really?
That's the old Cary Grant
goodness.
Thing.
You have to see that
Cary
movie.
Grant. That's is it good?
It's a Hitchcock movie.
Is it really good?
Absolutely.
I need to see that.
Top 10 probably all the time.
I need to see it.
Next one. Newspaper. Sled. Xanadu.
Frank? Citizen Kane?
Very good. One of your favorites.
Oh, my goodness.
It's a horrible movie.
It is.
And I don't know what the newspaper has to do with it. What was it again? Newspaper
I think he worked for a newspaper.
What were the three
Sled,
newspapers?
Which was of course, what Rosebud was.
And I didn't know what the Xanadu
had. You know what? I can't remember.
All I think of is Olivia Newton-John with that.
And, folks, let me tell you, when you hear, and you will through your life, oh, my goodness, Casablanca, Citizen Kane. Citizen Kane, I have read articles where greatest movie ever made. No, it's not. It's horrible.
Oh, I tried to watch
terrible.
It. I could not get through.
It's boring.
I couldn't get through, like, the first 15 or 20 minutes of it.
It
is bad.
You're right.
A couple more here. Vietnam. Russian. Roulette.
Frank.
Yes.
Deer Hunter.
Ooh.
Very good.
Yeah.
Wood. Chipper. Murder.
Dan. Frank.
Ooh, that was close. I'm going to give it to you, Dan.
It.
Go. No, go ahead. I think you jumped down like a microsecond earlier.
Fargo?
That's right.
Spaceship. Computer. Emotions.
Spaceship, computer, emotions.
Dan. Wow.
Yes.
Star Trek.
You're supposed to give an answer when you think you know it. You're just yes.
2001: A Space Odyssey.
Very good.
I've never seen it.
Wow.
I just know there was a computer named Hal. I've never seen that movie.
Dave wasn't the guy's name. Dave? I've never seen it either.
I just heard
some of the clips. Yeah. All right, last one.
I want more.
I got two more. I know, but some of these are so easy.
Let's do it till 6 o'clock. No, go ahead.
Some of these are so easy, like
ears, elephant, fly.
That's way too easy.
Let me explain something to the audience. I'm the laziest person to ever do a radio show. My ideal day or 3 hours would be Peon just does this till 6 o'clock because it's fun and I don't have to do anything.
Ears, elephant, fly.
No, that was an example.
Some of these are just way too easy.
Yeah, okay.
I got two more here that are kind of difficult.
Okay.
Mobsters, musicians, wigs.
Ooh.
Oh.
I'll say older movie.
Mobsters, musicians.
I don't think I've ever seen it.
Wigs. That's a tough one.
Yeah. I have no clue.
Some Like It Hot.
I never have seen it.
I never saw that either.
And last one,
I thought Some Like It Hot was like Marilyn Monroe or something.
Wasn't she? You know what? I'm not even sure.
Or was that Jack Lemmon? That was Jack Lemmon and Tony Curtis.
Some Like
Marilyn
It Hot.
Marilyn Monroe was in it. Yeah, Tony Curtis, Jack. Yeah.
But I've never seen it.
It's a mafia movie. All right, last one here. Detective future replicants. I don't know if either that of you have probably tough. Seen this one either.
Detective Future Replicants?
No, I'm out.
Oh.
Blade Runner.
Oh, I tried to watch it. We have a friend. He gave us a copy. He said, this is, in my opinion, he says, the best movie ever made. I got 30 minutes into it. This is the worst thing I've ever seen. I didn't like it. We have to do these again. I like this.
I'll try to find some.
What are some of the easier ones? Like you said,
The Giant Ape, Love.
Oh, King Kong.
Yeah.
Brothers, Savant, Gambling.
Rain Man.
Yeah. Oh. Head, Spin, Possessed. These are way too easy. But Ruby Slippers.
Yeah, it was a rod. But we should do those one day because it's a matter of who says his name quicker.
Yes, exactly.
So we could do those.
I like where you have to get to the third word to even have a chance at it.
But. You know what you just did that I'm really happy about? You just helped kill a whole hour.
Oh. Oh, thank you. Is that the goal here?
When you're lazy like I am. Wow, that's great. Because then Dr. Doug comes in. When he finishes, we'll talk to John Londoff. That'll take 40 minutes. And then we're at the Playhouse. I tell a joke and we're done. I go home. It's a great life. All right. How about it for Peon? That was a good game.
Yeah, it was.
All right. We can close the Burke segment, I believe. There it is, and now a word from our longest-running sponsor, American Equity Mortgage. I know little to nothing about the mortgage business or about the finances or any of that stuff, but through the years, not in school, because they don't teach you this in school, just having lived life for a while, I learned a few things. I learned what a mortgage is. A mortgage is a loan that you take out to buy a house. I learned a little bit about interest. When interest rates are low, that's great for people borrowing money, not so great for people living off investment interest, because the low rates for them mean less income. I also learned this, that when you make minimum payments on your credit cards month after month after maybe year after year, and you own a home, that is stupid. Because if you're a homeowner, you can go to American Equity Mortgage and say, look, I got $4,000 worth of debt in three credit cards, and I don't think I can ever get out from under this. Well, and then admit to them you're making the minimum payment. Guess what? That's by design. They don't want you to get out from it, under it. They want you to be paying this for 20, 30 years. You don't have to do that, and you shouldn't do that. If you're a homeowner, American Equity Mortgage will show you how a debt consolidation loan works. Essentially, it's like this. They take all that credit card debt, roll it up in a big ball, and pay it off. Now your credit card balance is zero, and you probably won't make the mistake again of getting in so deep you can't pay it off. Now you got a zero balance, and you'll be smarter. You'll use credit cards only when you can pay off the balance every month, not drag it out. The other thing that happens is, now you still owe the money, but it's probably going to be rolled into your house payments, so the interest rate is ridiculously low, and you more than likely also have a tax deduction you didn't have before. Because when you make a credit card payment, none of that's tax deductible. I don't care how high the interest is. So it's really simple. And they'll explain it even better than I can explain it, because it's what they do. American Equity Mortgage, AmericanEquity.com or 314-878. And that's important, 878-9999.
All right, it's time for another check on traffic with Tim Weiland.
Frank and Ian really need to see 2001 A Space Odyssey.
Really?
I heard you have to take a lot of drugs.
But does it hold up?
No.
Hold up? Can you watch it today and still enjoy it?
Oh, yeah. And you know what? Follow it up with 2010 with Roy Scheider. It kind of gives me the whole
Here's another well-known movie I've heard about my whole life, and I've never seen it. It's the, oh my goodness, I just had it. It's the guy riding on a rocket. Slim Pickens is straddling a rocket. And shoot, I just had it and I lost it. I'll think of it.
The Rocketeer? That was a newer movie.
No, I'll think of it. Somebody will call and tell Dan what it is. I just had it, and it left my head. But I've heard about it for years. Yeah, Slim Pickens.
Oh, Dr. Strangelove.
Dr. Strangelove, that's it. Yeah, Dr. Strangelove. I don't know anything about that.
Man, neither do I.
But I'm scared because I heard such great things about Citizen Kane. I think, this is going to be another one like that. But I'll watch it eventually. Tim, what do you have for us?
Got an accident northbound 141 at Conway Road. They were working with the accident on westbound 64 near Highway 111. It's between 255 and 111. You do have heavy traffic on westbound 70 from Union all the way out through Lucas and Hunt. Northbound 170 really stacks up now from Highway 70 up through 270, and eastbound 270 now is slow between 370 and 170. And this traffic report brought to you by CC's Pizza. CC's now has three stuffed crust pizzas, original pepperoni, new pretzel, and new bacon stuffed. Try them all and your other CC's favorites for just $5 and change, only at CC's. From the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage, 314-839-9999, NMLS number 225095.
It's not the traffic that bothers me so much. It's all of these cars that are in the way.
You need to know when St. Louis traffic is shut down.
I'd say this is a stage one road rage alert.
Hear about it first.
This is going to be the worst trip of your life.
On the Big 550 KTRS.
I'm Rob Hendricks.
And I'm Jen Wallner. The Wallner Home Selling Team with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Select Properties is one of the top real estate teams in St. Louis.
We are so confident in our marketing strategy that we will guarantee to sell your home for top dollar in 30 days, or we will continue our marketing and sell it for free. That's right, free.
And we'll put it in writing. Call now, 314-810-SOLD.
The Wallner Home Selling Team. Call right now, 314-810-SOLD.
Certain restrictions apply.
Well, you've got trouble. The Music Man arrives at the Muni July 5th through the 11th, presented by Wells Fargo. This Broadway classic will steal your heart. Tickets available now at Muni.org or at the Muni box office.
The Muni in Forest Park.
Do you prefer the same accounting and finance professionals for long-term or reoccurring projects? AccountTemps Salary Professional Service may be the solution. Visit